said
but,
a lot of
but, but members of your own family?
Are you kidding? They were.
His son is a crook. His son is a crook.
Yeah, well, what do you think of his son-in-law? But Trump's son-in-law is.
I'm just telling you.
They got a lot of things on him. They've got a lot of things on him, and it would be a good thing for him if he could pardon himself, but he can't do it now, because he's going to find himself in big problems. Trump himself.
We'll find out. We will find out. I'm just telling you, the fact that Hunter Biden is in such trouble tells me that Joe Biden is in such trouble, and that is a little scary. If I'm Joe Biden, I know he sleeps a lot, but my guess is he might lose some sleep over this, because if Hunter Biden goes down, the head of the Biden crime family will go down as well. Somehow, some way.
I think there was a Trump crime family. Come on. Well, do you know all the things that were involved in Trump? His phony deals and his rackets and his businesses that he stole from people, closed up casinos and took all the money out and didn't pay all his employees and didn't pay the contractors and sold things that made China that never existed. I mean, come on. That man is a bigger crook than anybody who's ever been to the White House.
So tell me this. Why didn't he go to jail before he was president?
Before he was president?
Before. I mean, a lot of the things you're talking about are things that happened 20 years before he ever became president.
Not even 20 years. Very close to the time he became. He still had businesses going even when he was president. He's supposed to have gotten rid of all businesses when you're president, but he turned over to his son-in-law. I mean, big deal, you know. They were all corrupt businesses. He sold homes and property in Mexico that never existed. He had the Trump University where they had high school dropouts teaching it. I mean, really? I mean, come on. You don't admit that man was a pathological lying con man? That's all he did in his business career.
This is one where Biden has categorically denied that his son was making money off the fact that he was vice president. And the fact is that we now know through the laptop that he was making $4.8 million off of it. That doesn't sound like he never profited at all. I got to run. I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour. But, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Clinical Carl. Always brings something different to the program. Stay where you are. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to visit with Brian Morgenstern. How good or bad a jobs report was this today? The White House is out on the front lawn of the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, crowing about how good a jobs report this is. The fact is it all that good? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check out our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studio, it doesn't look too bad on the Southern Beltway. No major delays down there in Henderson or on the Northern Beltway, for that matter. Also, through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour at the moment. Do look out for a stranded 18-wheeler. It's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound. That's right before Blue Diamond. And those lane restrictions, that's causing some congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main. And 515 westbound at Eastern as that bridge reconstruction project goes through the year.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. A recent announcement from Formula One means that 170,000 visitors could be taking to the Las Vegas Strip in November of 2023 for the new Las Vegas event. Formula One announced that Las Vegas will be the home to a Saturday night race that will be called the Las Vegas Grand Prix. It's projected to be a 3.8-mile racetrack along Las Vegas Boulevard and some adjacent streets, with the track starting near Topgolf and MGM Grand before heading north on Koval Lane. The race is projected to be 50 laps. The economic gain of this event is already projected to be monumental, per Governor Sisolak, who says the race will possibly bring in as much as $500 million when all is considered, as visitors will occupy close to 400,000 hotel room nights. The exact date of the race within November of 2023 has yet to be confirmed. I'm Riley Pay with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Radio done right.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president went before the cameras at the White House today, singing the praises of a new jobs report. Just how good a jobs report is it? How does it calibrate next to Biden inflation, which is just killing all of us? Brian Morgenstern is an attorney, a business advisory consultant, a former advisor to President Trump, and he joins us. Brian, how you doing? Welcome to Live and Local here in Las Vegas.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Tell me before we get to current events, take us back in time. Tell us what it was like working with former President Donald J. Trump, whether it's Supreme Court confirmations or the global pandemic. Tell me what that experience was like for you personally.
Oh, it was unlike any other. Getting to be around President Trump, who has one of the greatest senses of humor, who is calm under pressure, who cares deeply for our country and our people, and who is fearless when it comes to standing up against his opponents. It was the experience of a lifetime. And so I'm, you know, forever grateful for the honor of getting to walk the halls of the White House, go into the Oval Office, fly on Air Force One, and be around a president who really made our country stronger and safer and more prosperous.
Do you think, and I don't know how much contact you have had with him since leaving office, but I'm curious, do you think he will run again in 24?
If you had asked me that question at the end of our administration, I would have said, I'm not so sure. But given how he's behaved in the last, year or two, really amassing immense power with his endorsements, continuing to advocate for his beliefs and building up a really strong political operation. I'd say it looks like he's running, if you ask me today.
And let me ask you just one more political question, then we'll move on to the news of the day. This whole notion of that these midterm elections and the importance of these elections, will he have an impact? Will he be able to move the needle for candidates across the country, talking about the former president?
Oh, without question. The candidates, I think, rightfully are calculating that a Trump endorsement is a good thing. It would put wind at their backs if they can get it. In almost every market across the country. And conversely, if he trashes you or, you know, puts out that bear claw and says that you're a rhino or, you know, you're not to be trusted, then that has the power to tank campaigns. We've seen it over the years just how meteoric a rise a candidate can have with President Trump's support. Just look no further than Ron DeSantis in Florida, who's doing such a great job. When he was running for governor, he was very low in the polls. Then when he got the Trump endorsement, he rocketed to the front of the pack, won the nomination, and subsequently got elected. So the President Trump's endorsement really has the ability to change the course of many races across the country.
Okay, you've seen the newest jobs report, and I'm dying to know. The White House is saying this is a great jobs report, and unemployment is down, and you know we're having wage gains, we're having all of this stuff. Is this a good jobs report, a bad jobs report, or somewhere in between?
It is a disappointing jobs report, and the way the media is trying to portray this thing might as well be considered an April Fool's joke on the American people. Look, we still have 1.6 million people, less people employed now than before the pandemic. They missed the mark by about 12%, 60,000 fewer jobs created than economists had expected. Furthermore, with inflation, because of the reckless spending, people are experiencing 7.9% inflation. That means if you have not received a raise in the past year, that means about a month of your income is just wiped away by that secret tax, that hidden tax, inflation. And it's being caused by a combination of very lax monetary policy by the Fed, but really the $1.9 trillion passed by the Biden administration after the economy was already recovering, and that excessive money in the economy is causing this inflation. So it is less jobs than we should have, and the feeling American families have is that their pocketbooks are being strangled by the inflation. So it's extremely disappointing and a little surprising that they're crowing so much about it.
I'm curious. The president announced the release of more oil the other day from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Is it going to bring the price of a gallon of gasoline down? I just spent $60 last night to fill a tank that usually would be $35 or $40. Is it going to change that at all over the course of 3 months?
Oh, it's a drop in the bucket. And first of all, I would remind your listeners that when we were in office, President Trump wanted to buy enough gas to totally refill the strategic oil reserves when gas was very cheap. And the left went ballistic because they hate American energy development. They hate fossil fuels. So they were mocking us for doing that. It sure would have been a good idea when you look at conditions today. Really what needs to happen is this administration has to unleash American energy production. When President Trump was in office, we were energy independent. And by the way, what did that mean? We could not only supply energy to the American people cheaply and safely and cleanly, we also were able to export it to Europe, and so that we could do business with them instead of having the Germans and others rely on Russia and give money to Vladimir Putin to fund his war. So it is an issue not just of energy security, of economic security. It's an issue of national security as well.
I want to ask you about something you've been a part of before, and that is a Supreme Court confirmation next week. The Senate Judiciary Committee is going to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson. How do you think this whole thing has proceeded? The Republicans have been a lot nicer to this nominee than the Democrats were ever to any of our nominees. What did you make of what you saw over the course of a couple of weeks?
Yeah, what I saw was certainly the Republicans behave with decorum and respect as senators should in the course of these very grave and serious proceedings. What I also saw was a nominee who was a representative of the radical left. Her nomination was pushed by dark money groups on the left. They were cheerleading for her. These are groups who do not believe the Constitution is an important document or that it should be enforced as written. They want unelected judges to reach their preferred policy outcomes, whether or not the law supports it. And we saw that when she couldn't even define what a woman is to please her radical left supporters. We saw that in her rulings that were soft on some very sensitive crimes like child pornography possession. These are really out of the mainstream views. And so I think the Republicans will rightfully oppose the nomination of a judge who cannot be trusted to uphold the rule of law to the highest court in the land. That said, the political reality is that Democrats control the Senate, and if they all stick together, they can push her through. It's just unfortunate that we would have such an open partisan on the Supreme Court.
Again, Brian Morgenstern joining us, an attorney and a former advisor to President Trump. I want to ask you only because I saw Jim Jordan on Newsmax last night, and he was saying that when we take back the House, we take back the Senate, you're going to see investigations of all kinds of different things going on in the Biden crime family, including Hunter Biden. What do you see? I mean, is that kind of the subtext of what we're talking about that's at stake in these midterm elections?
Well, look, there will be, I think, some righting of the ship in the sense that the Hunter Biden story obviously was suppressed by the mainstream media. It was suppressed by big tech. The Democrats in control of Congress certainly have no interest in investigating President Biden and his family's ties to the Ukraine, to Russia, to China. These are really important issues for the American people. They need to be able to trust that their government is not beholden to these corrupt foreign influences. And bear in mind that Hunter Biden's laptop contained, you know, not just these emails about their business dealings, but also just obvious evidence of crimes, pictures of him smoking crack. I mean, who on earth thinks that that is okay for him to be out roaming around free and not under significant legal scrutiny? I think that the Republicans are going to make sure that the American people understand what's going on in the Biden family and that Congress has a chance to really dig into these issues and expose anything that's really untoward and make sure that they can trust their government once again.
Are we headed to a red wave? I mean, is that what the indicators are pointing out to you?
Oh, I believe so, because I think the double standard of the media and big tech and other cultural institutions really suppressing free speech, really suppressing conservatism, has awoken a lot of voters, and they are not happy with the policies of the Biden administration. They're seeing this inflation run rampant. They're seeing us weak on the world stage. We have a president with, 38% approval, a vice president with 28% approval, something like that, because they're incompetently running our government. The American people want to put a check on that. They want to return to the America First policy, lower taxes, lower regulation, energy independence, peace through strength. And I think the American people are going to send that message loudly and clearly in the midterms.
Brian, if folks want to know more about what you do and how you do it, where do they go? How do they access you?
They can go to winthefuturestrategies.com. And it's great to be with you. Great to be with the listeners. And I hope I can connect with many of them off the air.
That'd be great. Brian, thank you so much, man. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the Final Four, my friend.
Okay, you too.
There you go. Go Kansas Jayhawks. That's my Kansas Jayhawks. Brian Morgenstern, attorney and former advisor to President Trump. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hope you like Brian Morgenstern. We'll have him on again. Former advisor to President Trump, and he says that now he thinks he will be running. He says at the end of the term, he wasn't sure, he had some doubts, but that now he is absolutely certain that the guy's going to be running again for President of the United States. I hope he does. I will vote for him again and again and again. You know, all those people with college gear on, down on the strip. I started seeing him Wednesday night when I was down at the Wynn. And it's incredible. We got the Final Four coming up. Yeah, beginning tomorrow. It's going to be big. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking the odds. And we're going to find out what the people are thinking and what the professional gamblers are thinking as well. Jim, what do we have on tap for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's looking good. Now, you're a Kansas fan.
Yep.
They are 4-point favorites against Villanova. And if you want to go the money line on that, they are 2-1 favorites. So to win $100, you would have to put up $200. So, and that is a big consensus right now, Kevin, at the Westgate, which you know that I frequent every now and then.
A few times a year.
Yeah. the three out of every four bets are on Kansas.
Is that right?
Now, of course, they set the line, so they can try to get. It's never a perfect science or anything, but they want to get equal action on each side. That's why they put the point spread where they think they can get the equal equation there. But that doesn't seem to scare a lot of people who are taking Kansas. And it's more equally split on the second game on Saturday. The Kansas-Villanova game starts at 3:09, and if you like to play the numbers on that, it's 134 points, the over and under. Not a lot of points when you consider the two teams, but Villanova does play a slow pace. And you have Duke at -4, and they are -190, so you'd have to put up $190 to win 100 against North Carolina. That's the late game, starts at 5:49, and the total on that is 151 points. Sounds like a lot when you compare it to the Kansas-Villanova game.
Yeah.
But they can run up the score. There's no doubt about it.
Is there any a Coach K spin on this thing? I mean, is there any is the betting public in the Coach K corner?
It seems to be. I mean, the Duke is the favorite, and of course, a lot of people are sentimental. He's definitely one of the best college coaches of all time. Probably ranks up there with John Wooden. You remember John Wooden back in the day, and he is up in that echelon, the Bobby Knights of the world. And he's going off into the sunset, so it would be a perfect Hollywood ending. And we know who wouldn't star in that movie. It probably wouldn't be Will Smith, but
no.
But it would be a holiday or a Hollywood ending if Duke does win this game and then go to the finals and maybe close it out.
I just want to see close games. That's when you get to this point, you can shake up the hat and find out, you know. I just want to see good games. I don't want to see any blowouts.
And I think Villanova is going to try to slow down your Kansas Jayhawks. They're fast. Villanova likes to play the point guards and just, you know, throw the ball back and forth and slow the pace of the game down. So we'll see if that strategy works for them.
We'll find out. More coming up from Gentleman Jim Dallas a little bit later on. Also, Mayor John Lee will join us at the top of the hour. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas and a GOP candidate for governor. What is it that Steve Sisolak has done for him to forfeit his right to be governor for a second term? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zulberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Brock Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackSilverberg.com. That's BarackSilverberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new